Remember the story? It was about noon, and Jesus met a woman, a Samaritan woman, at the well. And after a bit of a conversation, Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water I will give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Come into this place, all of you who are thirsty, thirsty for the love and grace of God. Come into this place and be nourished by God's grace and love in Jesus Christ. Come, let us worship the living God. Let us stand and, as we are able, and sing together number 77, "Praise to the Lord the Almighty." Join our hearts together for a moment of prayer. O God, like a mother hen shelters her young under her wings, shelter us from the stormy blasts of life. Once again, we have awakened to the news of a mass shooting. Forgive us our foolish ways and guide us into your way of peace and of justice. Grant us the wisdom to seek the truth of your word, that word that became flesh and dwelt among us, even your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, because it is in his name that we have gathered, and it is in his name we pray. Amen. Follow the cantor as we sing our response. I invite the children of the church to come forward to join Pastor Catherine in preparation for the time for children. Thank you.
goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord.
Congregation may be seated. Jesus' parents brought him to the temple to dedicate him to God. And the Gospels tell us that people brought little children to Jesus for him to bless them. And so it is our custom to bring little ones before the church and before God for a blessing and to give thanks and to promise faithfulness. And so I now invite the two families who have babies to dedicate today to join us up front. We've got them lined up so you can all look at those two beautiful little girls. Yep. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." This is not a baptism. This is not a ritual that keeps these children safe because they're already safe in God's love. But we are going to affirm today that these little ones have a place in our community and bless them and welcome them and promise our faithfulness in raising them to love Jesus. So first of all, I have questions for you parents, Mudo and Eklutu and Becca and Sam. Do you promise, with God's help, to provide for your child a Christian home, surrounding her with love and dignity, and teaching her the joys and commands of the gospel? If so, say, "We will."
We will.
And will you pray for your child every day of her life?
We will.
And will you encourage her, when she comes to the age of responsibility, to confess faith in Jesus Christ and unite with the church through baptism? If so, say, "We will."
We will.
And to those of you who are a part of the extended family, you're supposed to be doing this part.
You were
going
good.
Here.
Last Sunday, I figured, you know, she wanted to have the whole thing, so whatever.
All right, so now I have to find out where we are.
Open it up, yeah. Extended family.
Okay, here we are. Extended family, that's all you right here. No, not you, you know, and all of you over here. So I'm gonna, you too are a part of the great cloud of witnesses surrounding Ariana and Nora. Do you promise to uphold these parents in the challenges of parenting and embody for these little ones the grace and love of Christ? If so, say, we will.
We will.
Okay. And now the congregation. There's a word for you as well. Do you, the members of this congregation, acknowledge and accept the responsibility, along with these parents, to demonstrate the love of God to this child and to teach her, that both of them, the ways of Christ, that they may be led in due time to trust Christ as Savior and confess Him as Lord in baptism? If so, say, we will.
We will.
Back to you.
Okay. You're going to hold that?
Yeah, I'll hold it for you.
Nora, we do this to affirm that we love God because God first loved us. And so, in the faith and fellowship of the Church of Jesus Christ, I dedicate you, Eleonora Mabel Hartman Pickerel, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I dedicate you, Ariana Emu, to the faith, in the faith and fellowship of the Church of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join together in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for the unique gifts of little Ariana and Nora for their lives. We humbly thank you for trusting us with these precious spirits to nurture and to enrich. Let us never betray their trust. Let us never dampen their hope. Let us never discourage their dreams, but rather uphold them, encourage them, lead them, and guide them. And we pray, O God, that you would strengthen these parents, Mudo, Eklutu, Becca, and Sam, for all of the awesome days and years ahead. Pour into these families grace and love and patience and peace and joy. Amen. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, that's
so you can come on forward now. Wasn't that special? To want to just dedicate the babies and promise to raise them and love them as God loves them. So today is a very special day. And it's not only special because we dedicated those beautiful babies and because we have several people later who are going to join the church. It's also special because it's Pastor Doug and Pastor Carol's last day with us. It's their last worship. So you see, about, well, a long time ago, before any of you were born, when I was only a little bit older than you are now, they came to this church. They were at another church, and they had a call by God to come and serve with North Shore. So for the past 19 and a half years, they have been loving us, serving with us, and learning all sorts of things about how God works through churches and how to lead churches on the path to God. And now they want to take all of the things that they've learned here at North Shore and use it to help other churches and lead other churches on the path towards God. So even though we're really sad that they're leaving and that we're not going to see them every Sunday, we're really excited because we know that as we send them out, they have so many things to teach other churches, things that they learned here at North Shore. And in a way, because they learned all those things by journeying with us, as they go teach other churches, we will be serving those other churches. So we are so excited to send them out because we know by doing so, we're serving God and we're serving the broader church. So the adults will do a special blessing on the pastors before they leave, but I want a time for us to also bless them. So I would ask Pastors Doug and Carol to please come down. Could you all please stand? And we're gonna all hold hands in a circle. So repeat after me, everyone. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God's face shine upon you. And may God give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Today's lesson is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. If you wish to follow along, it is found on page 950 on the Pew Bible. In chapter 2 of Ephesians, Paul reminded his readers that once they were without Christ, and were strangers to the covenant of promise. But now, through the blood of Christ, they were brought near to God. That through Christ, the dividing walls has been broken, resulting in the creation of a new humanity, thereby brought peace between the Jews and the Gentiles. Listen then to Paul's prayer to the Ephesians. For this reason, I now bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through the Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Padog Nasco Lisoshi Plape, Epeshua Shadow, Sir Chabuchi Lutila Kichita. Lord Daniel, who you clear lawyer called. Lord Bukasa, you should create a bar mania. Lord what a do go do de, Lord Mukoda, Lord Hokokla, but are you a miller or? D so a good hill lawsuit, D a la two a lakapo, dot a ho. Latu no lenya kene ba resu ba su le sa ho di so kri ko o we so we le si sa pu le ta na ho di so su ri se lo do su ko ti pot le sa le ta e ta kui apu sa te do su na ka pe tho se ko do pa so shi ke le Dothu kutinya thota le amikri ata e takui adotu do atho do alotcha do thotho do disosu kutinya kri ata e le pasanya le titiba disosu ke lo to pwetho yua atala Yuatale tapwekele Do pwale ama ani doni Kye Pukhe ta do so kumu ta Ti ta ga Di aso akumo le mawe le pupu aso Mo abata la kapo le Ta opo apu do le yishu kri apu Le ta o so Tepakele lo Du Lotu lo yodke Amen
Wow, it's really old home week here today. Doug was saying before church, he said, well, I guess we know how to fill the place up. All we have to do is leave. We've been packing, as you can imagine. And as we've been working on packing, I've been thinking about the last time we moved. And that was in January of 1997. The movers loaded up the van in Southfield, Michigan, in the midst of a raging snowstorm. We were lucky to make it to Toledo that night, even though we'd planned to get all the way to Chicago. And the next evening, when they were unloading the van next door here in the parking lot, it was below zero outside. And the front steps of the parsonage were thick with ice, and I have one image seared in my mind that I will never, ever forget. And I think Doug and the kids probably know what I'm going to say. That there was a moment when the movers were halfway up the front steps with the piano. And they couldn't get a firm foothold on the ice. And they stopped right where they were and just stood there, and a leg of the piano was hovering an inch above one of the steps, about to break off. And Doug and I, of course, looking on in abject horror, said, can we do anything? And the mover who was below the piano, there were only two of them, the one below the piano said to Doug, get around behind me and put your hands on my shoulders, embrace me. The piano did get safely into the house. So a lot of you have asked, why don't you stay another 6 months and make it an even 20 years? Moving in the winter, that's why we're not staying another 6 months. And so in January of 1997, we were welcomed into the body of Christ as it is represented here at North Shore Baptist Church in Chicago. This congregation was already 92 years old. It's a congregation with a long and vibrant history. At that time, North Shore had been in the past referred to as a top hat church. Literally, they meant top hats. As a flagship American Baptist church in the Midwest. It also had been known as the Church of the Jade Window and was widely hailed for dedication to international missions and for urban ministry and for multiculturalism. But in January of 1997, the congregation was also hurting, still licking its wounds a bit. After a bruising conflict, a power struggle within the English congregation. It was a power struggle over the character and direction of the church. And the result of that conflict was that the inclination towards a rule-oriented, purity-based kind of understanding of the gospel was disavowed. And that the determination to live out a more gracious, open-hearted gospel prevailed. But even though this congregation at that time was hurting, God's Spirit was present. There was no doubt about that. We could see that. God's Spirit was flowing and moving and at work in the church. And some of the evidence for that was three crucially important things that had happened during the interim time under the leadership of Richard and Helen Louise Bowser. The first really important thing that happened was truth-telling and healing. And the second really important thing that happened was the Wilbur Warner bequest that ensured the financial viability of this church into the future. And the third important thing that happened was a courageous, courageous, visionary decision on the part of the church leadership to abandon the traditional senior pastor model, to create a pastoral team of equals and a new egalitarian relationship between the language groups at North Shore. We had some really respected American Baptist pastor friends who, when we talked about this call, said, "Don't do it, don't go." A pastoral team of equals, that's a prescription for disaster. We came anyway. So we arrived at a church that had stumbled a bit, but was picking itself up to continue forward in the aliveness, the power of God's Spirit. And we've come alongside you. And we've walked the journey of faithfulness with you for a while. For a while. And now our path is diverging from yours. And at this point of parting ways, my most overwhelming feeling is gratitude. Gratitude. Paul's words in the letter to the Philippians have resonated with me over the last number of weeks, where Paul says, "I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you." Over the last month or two, whenever I've been brave enough to really get in touch with my center during worship, all I had to do was look out over this congregation and say in my mind two words: thank you. Thank you. And then I would be filled to overflowing with this sense of gratitude for all of the blessings of the time that we've been here. Because you folks have given us so much, so many gifts. Doug and I together numbered some of those blessings in our Steeple Stories article in the June issue, and I'm assuming that many of you have read that. I'm going to name just a few of them, because I think there were quite a few in that article. One of the blessings has been the privilege of leading such a vibrant and courageous and creative congregation. You know, a lot of people talk about how pastors make churches. But I think it's even more true that churches make pastors. And we are who we are today because we have been here for 19 and a half years. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind of that fact. Another blessing that you have given us is your loving care for us. We've gone through some hard things in this time. The death of my dad, the death of Doug's mom, numerous health challenges. We have both had cancer surgeries, and you've taken good care of us through all of that. And we thank you for that. And the next thing on my list is the music. We can't even begin to thank you enough, Randy and Susan and the choir. And here's the reason for it, is that it's through the music that we have been able to worship Sunday by Sunday. You know, the rest of the time we're leading, we're thinking ahead, we're having to be on, but when we're singing hymns with Randy at the organ and when the choir is singing, that's when we can open ourselves and worship. And we've been able to do that. And another blessing that comes to my mind is the opportunity to mentor young people on their way into ministry. It's been such a huge gift that this congregation has given to Christ's wider church beyond these walls, but it's also a joy and a blessing to us. And some of those folks are here today. Justin is here, along with May, and our daughter Laura's here, and Halali's here, and there have been so many others through the years that we've been here that this congregation has sent out into ministry, and what a gratifying ministry it's been for us to work with those very gifted people. And of course, it's just been a joy, to be with all of you, to get to know you, being invited to stand with you during tender and holy moments of your lives, sharing laughter and fun together, and sharing sad times together, being friends with so many wonderful, wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ has been a great blessing to us. And we hold you in our hearts, each and every one of you, as we move on. With all of these things, my prayers of gratitude have been overflowing. But there's another prayer of the Apostle Paul's that my heart resonates with at this fork in our paths, and that's the one in Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus that was read as our scripture this morning. I pray that God will strengthen you in your inner selves from the riches of his glory through the Spirit. I ask that Christ will live in your hearts through faith. And as a result of having strong roots in love, I pray that you'll have the power to grasp love's width and length and height and depth. Yes, that is my prayer for you. My prayer for you is that all of you, both individually and as a congregation, might continue to be alive, fully alive with the Spirit of Christ. This church was alive with the Spirit of Christ when we arrived 2 decades ago, and it has been alive with the Spirit of Christ during our time of journeying with you. And I trust and I pray that the Spirit, who brings zest and creativity and joy and peace and love and welcome, will continue to be the energy that keeps this church alive and moving forward. Last week, we had 2 baptisms, 2 young people. Hannah and Gabriel committed their lives to Christ in baptism. Gabriel had invited a friend his age, what, about you guys 11? But his friend and his friend's family arrived late, and his friend missed the actual baptism. And when Gabriel's mom introduced me to his friend after the service and told me that they had actually missed the baptism, I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry that you missed it." And Gabriel's friend looked at me, and he looked at me with this burning intensity, and he said, "Was God here?" And I said, "Yeah, without a doubt, God was here. We didn't see God with our eyes, but God was for sure here." How does this being alive with the Spirit work? How does it work that God is here in the midst of us, in us and through us and among us? How can we describe what it's like? Well, Paul uses some metaphors in this letter to the Ephesians. The first one he uses is the metaphor of a building, a house. He says, "May Christ dwell in your hearts." Eugene Peterson in The Message phrases it this way, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. we can consciously, purposefully do that every day. Before your feet even hit the floor, you can open your heart to the Spirit, asking God to help you walk in the spirit of love and wisdom and gentleness step by step through the day. And as a congregation, when you have meetings and times together and times to make a decision, not just in a perfunctory way open with prayer, but open the heart of this congregation to the Spirit. Invite God's Spirit to be in and within and among you in wisdom and graciousness and welcome and peace. Paul moves very quickly from the metaphor of a building to the metaphor of gardening. He says, being rooted and grounded in Christ's love. And at this point, look at the cover of your bulletin for a picture of this metaphor. Being rooted and grounded in Christ's love. Imagine yourself or this church like a plant or a tree that is sending roots deep into the vast and powerful storehouse of divine love. And from that source, sucking up sustenance for life, for aliveness. Jesus, remember, used the same image. He said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Stay connected to me so that my Spirit can flow through you and in you. Over at our new house in West Rogers Park, it's partially covered in vines. The fence around the backyard is almost completely covered in vines. And, you know, they're quaint, but they're also kind of destructive. They hold moisture against the brick that wrecks the mortar, and they are keeping some of the windows from closing properly, and they're tangling all up in the gutters. So we've been following those twisty branches of the vine back to where it goes into the ground, and most of the time, it's so thick it takes a saw to cut that. But we've been cutting the vines there. And then what happens? What happens is exactly what you imagine happens. It might take a day or so, but that vine wilts and dies. And then it's easier to pull off. Have you ever noticed the vine pattern in the carpet here? It's on the platform and on the stairs. I'm told that there was a grapevine pattern in this carpet as a way of remembering that the old sanctuary that was up on the corner where the educational building is now, remembering that it was covered in vines. But also, it's to be a reminder when Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, stay connected to me and to the vast love of God whose Spirit flows through this fellowship like life-giving sap. This church was alive with the Spirit of Christ when we arrived. It has been alive with the Spirit of Christ during our time of journeying together. And sisters and brothers, God is faithful. The Spirit will not desert you when we part ways. If you sense that you've begun to let something other than God's Spirit fill you and direct you, whether that might be anger or fear or prejudice or maybe anxiety or rivalry has taken hold and begun to guide and lead you rather than the Spirit of Christ, then you can just stop. Just stop and acknowledge your misstep and surrender to the Spirit again. Breathe out that which led you astray and breathe in forgiveness and strength to move forward in the Spirit. And that's true of us, again, both individually and as a body, as a congregation. Yes, last week, we baptized two new believers. Today, we welcome two babies into our community. And in just a few minutes, we will welcome five new members of this congregation. People who want to affirm their commitment to North Shore Baptist Church now. Now, as the pastors are leaving. Those all are sure signs of a community that's alive with Christ's Spirit. A committee right now is hard at work choosing an interim pastor to guide you folks in the short term. Plans are underway for Vacation Bible School this summer. The youth are going to a mission trip to Iowa in August. The music leaders are going up to Green Lake to the music conference to gain inspiration and resources for another year of music. And already there are plans being put in place for a mission trip to Spain in 2017. And as a whole church, we just adopted a new church covenant in four languages and are brainstorming ways to integrate it into the life of all of our language groups. All of these are signs of vibrant life. This community is alive. This community is alive in the Spirit of Christ. It hums, it vibrates with life. It practically never stops. My prayer for you is being answered even as I offer it up. In the words of Adoniram Judson, the future is as bright as the promises of God. So my final words for you this morning are again words from Scripture, Paul's word to beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, as you are my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God, who's able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by Christ's power at work within us. Glory to God in the church and in Christ Jesus for all generations, forever and always. Amen. Our hymn is Give Me Jesus, which has sort of become North Shore's hymn. I'm not quite sure why, but it seems to strike a really deep chord in us. But today, I invite you to sing it as a prayer. Let it be our prayer for Christ to dwell within us. Won't you stand and sing?
Thank you.
just going to invite us to take a few moments of stillness before God. Because as the little boy said, was God there? God is here. God is here whether we are welcoming little ones into the faith, whether we are grieving the loss of a loved one, whether we are preparing to get married, whether we are preparing to graduate, whether we are grieving the events of the day, or whether we are celebrating what is ahead. Whatever circumstance you are in this moment, in these moments of silence, know that God is here with you. Let us pause for a few moments before God. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thy ear to us and grant us thy peace. For we ask all this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, who taught us when praying together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you that's gathered together at North Shore Baptist Church to worship God this day. We ask you to find the Who's Who in the Pew books that are there in the pews. Whoops. Wow, going flying on me. Well, what are you going to do, fire me? I mean, come on. Please register your attendance and please greet one another following the worship service. And immediately after the worship service, we'll go upstairs, out in the Welcome Center for a little goodies, and then come right back in for the Sunday school closing time, and it's going to be a fun time. And then I understand there's something going on at 12:30 after that downstairs, so you could join everybody downstairs for that reception for us. You can see in the announcement, we're still looking for a bus driver and about the flowers on Sunday mornings. The church council is meeting on Tuesday. And then a little bit about the Father's Day celebration, Pastor Catherine, next Sunday.
So next Sunday is Father's Day, and it's a very big holiday, especially for our brothers and sisters in the Hispanic congregation. So the church will be hosting a medieval-themed gala in Howell Hall to celebrate Father's Day. And all of the fathers in the church and their families are invited. That will be at 12:30. We are getting gifts for all of the fathers, though, so we will need RSVPs so we can get a count of how many gifts to buy. So if you, everyone, all families are welcome. If you are a father, especially if you plan to come, please let me know or let Olga Diaz know so that we can get a count. Thanks.
Catherine. Thank you, Pastor.
One possibility would be to mark it in the welcome pad.
Okay. Pastor Carroll suggested marking it in the welcome pad.
Mark out the welcome pad. All right. We share our gifts of our tithes and offerings to God so that the ministry of Christ through North Shore Baptist Church might continue in this community and throughout the world. As we receive this morning's offering, the Corinne Fellowship will lead us in some special music.
Thank you. sauce qui yo le mouko possible sale he boit ta sorte he boit ta rita ba le pre pa pour to ba bu to ba to yo a kolo do kei pe pa pour ki tu go ro ta he ba bu bu ti ta lo me me ta hi chi ta sa ba sa ro ke me pa ta ta he ke me ta le ke ba du to 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 ka sa bo mu su nya go so ge ta he do so ge pwe le he ta ti ta pa Pagu umuwa to lu de la de ka po go lu ka sa shu kri bi khe da lo. Amen.
Congregation can be seated and we will invite the new members to come forward at this time. You know, I sort of missed that earlier, but we're going to get it in now. So come on forward. Ana and Gabriel. Ana is Ana? Yep. Man. And turn to your purple sheet, and you have a part in this as well.
All right. Do you believe in God, creator of heaven and earth? I do, yes. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
I do.
Will you endeavor to live your life as a Christian, following the example and teachings of Jesus?
I will, with the help of God.
As a member of North Shore Baptist Church, will you faithfully support its ministry and live in Christian fellowship with its members according to the church covenant?
I will, with the help of God.
Okay, now you, the congregation, do you, the members of North Shore Baptist Church, accept these believers into this fellowship of faith and covenant to pray and study and work for God's kingdom purposes together with them as brothers and sisters in Christ? We do. We welcome you in the name of Christ and pray God's blessing on you as we grow in faith together. And in the words of Scripture, thus you are no longer strangers or wanderers, but fellow citizens with God's people, members of God's household. We greet you now on behalf of the church and offer to you the right hand of fellowship. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, buddy. Welcome, Sam. She's taking a longer time than I am. Welcome. Oh, that's right. She got this. Thank you. Now we turn in the bulletin to the litany of farewell.
This is the litany of farewell. A scripture says, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. The Spirit of God carries us along, like an everlasting stream. God is eternal, but every human relationship must end."
Through countless meetings and conversations, in times of joy and heartache, we have worked together for the cause of Christ. We have stood beside you as Christ's representatives in celebration and sorrow. But now we come to the end of our time as pastor and people. God has called us to a new chapter in our lives.
We thank you, God, for all we have accomplished together and cherish the memory of tender moments when you have ministered God's grace to us.
From this day on, we promise to be true and loyal friends to you and to this church by fully relinquishing our role as leaders and pastors, separating ourselves from participation in the life of this congregation.
We bless you on your way, promising to be true and loyal friends to you by releasing you from the role of pastor in our lives from this day on. We will turn to North Shore's remaining and new leaders in times of celebration, sickness, and sorrow. You have bound us together in the church of God. And build up the spirit of love among us. Though we must go separate ways in working for your kingdom, help us to know we are joined forever in your loving care. We thank you for our years together, for mutual support and mutual forgiveness. In remembering one another, keep us ever grateful for the life we have shared in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And our hymn. Our hymn is number 840. Now may the peace of Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May Christ guide you through the wilderness and protect you in the storm. May Christ bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May Christ bring you home rejoicing once again into these doors. Amen.
Thank you.